Victoria Police have told the ABC's background briefing they're unable to compel dating apps to remove sex offenders. As sex assault victims and their advocates call for better coordination between law enforcement and tech companies, predators are repeatedly using apps to lure victims. Catherine Gregory reports.
Glenn Hartland is serving an 11-year prison sentence after raping three women, all of whom he found on the dating app Tinder. But his victims say the 45-year-old continued using a number of aliases on Tinder a short time before he was incarcerated.
He was abusing and harassing women online incessantly.
Right up until when he was actually remanded.
We are calling these two women Lauren and Stacey to protect their real identities. In May 2014, after Stacey tried to end the short relationship with Hartland, he turned up on her doorstep.
What proceeded in that next 15 minutes or whatever it was someone doing something to me that wasn't normal, wasn't right, and that's when he raped me.
About a year later, Hartland indecently assaulted Lauren in the bathroom cubicle of a Melbourne bar.
And that's when he grabbed me and by the neck and pushed me up against the wall and tried to get in, like, take my pants off, and he actually reached in and tore my underpants off. Like, it was excruciating.
He'd also raped two other women during a two-year period. But for the majority of the 2 years after he was charged, Stacey and Lauren say he was still using the apps and social media.
Yeah, so no one had at that time, and I don't even think still, had really investigated his online presence.
Victorian Police couldn't comment on this case, but says it does not have the power to force dating companies to remove sexual predators. Although the court can order accused offenders to not use apps or social media, and police can monitor that. Victorian Detective Craig Guy.
How we would stop a perpetrator from utilising a dating app, there's not really much we could do about that.
Tinder is owned by American company Match Group, which also operates other dating apps like OkCupid, Hinge and Plenty of Fish. A United States House subcommittee said it's investigating Match Group and other dating app platforms for allegedly allowing known sexual predators on its platforms. But in a statement, Match Group said,
"We do not tolerate sex offenders on our site, and the implication that we know about such offenders on our site and don't fight to keep them off is as outrageous as it is false."
Unlike in the United States, Match Group is not able to access any registers in Australia of known sex offenders of adults. Susan McLean from Cyber Safety Solutions says police and the dating app companies need to address that.
So we need the dating companies to come to the party and get some sort of MOU in place, which means that the transfer of information and the obtaining of evidence is simplified.
Susan McLean from Cyber Safety Solutions, ending that report by Catherine Gregory.